Tunes on your radio, friends. 17 minutes after 10 o'clock on your tremendous Tuesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. If you haven't gotten the book on the Rolling Stones that was written by my friend and that was a guest on this quality radio show, Rich Cohen, it's called The Sun and the Moon and the Rolling Stones. And if you love the rock and roll music, and we know that you do, and you're interested in the behind the scenes specifically of the experience with the Rolling Stones, Rich Cohen traveled with them, was part of their entourage. Fascinating stuff. He's getting rave reviews, is Rich Cohen. So get it, The Sun and the Moon and the Rolling Stones. He always gets rave reviews. Joining us back on Community Conversation is the one, the only, Joe Madden. Oh, no, it's not Joe Madden. It's Mark Eichhorst. You are the spitting image. It's incredible.
It's getting more and more. Yeah, and I love it because Joe Madden is one of my favorite managers. I'm having fun with this, and the season just gets better and better as it goes along. Hopefully, we didn't have an injury yesterday with Jason Hamill. It wasn't too bad, but boy, they are on a roll again.
Now the Cubs beat the Dodgers yesterday 2-0. They play again at Wrigley Field tonight, and we had a nice picture that will be on our website later with you and Officer Kelly.
And his wife.
And his wife, Lisa, who big Cub fans, apparently.
Yes, they are. I knew. That's why I wore this today. And for you, too.
I really appreciate it. Well, you had a huge day yesterday. What went on for the big Memorial Day celebrations?
Well, went to two celebrations, Memorial Day commemorative services this weekend. And yesterday was the one here in Racine, which begins at 9 a.m. with a ceremony at the Mound Cemetery on the corner of West and Washington Avenue. And then the parade takes place at 10 a.m., and it goes from West Boulevard to Washington Avenue, down West Boulevard to Graceland Cemetery, and where there is a service held after the parade.
And that's my cue?
Well, yeah, and then what I did yesterday is collected some interviews, and the very first person I got to talk to was a gentleman that we had on our show last week, Chaplain Tim Yorgan with the Racine Area Veterans, Inc., and I asked him about what his message would be for our community on this Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, well, for one thing, that it's different from Veterans Day in that it's the ones we've lost, it's who we honor, who we remember, and of course the people that were left behind. There's very hurting families that have been left behind. We're not just talking about the older veterans, but some of the younger ones we're losing today in those battles overseas.
John 15:13 reads, no greater love has someone than to lay down their lives for others. And that really exemplifies what today is all about, Memorial Day is all about. And as we try to honor our veterans, especially those that gave their lives, we do it with some solemnness, we do it with dignity, we do it with some sadness, but also with some pride to be able to live in a country where you have people who are willing to give up their lives for you and your freedoms.
Oh, yeah. One of my prayers a couple of years ago included that verse you just quoted, because our veterans that have given of themselves, laid that last sacrifice on the altar of freedom, those are the guys that laid down their lives for people that don't even know. They can call them friends if you wish.
You have a special letter that you'll be reading today, too. Can you read that for us today?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We'll just share it with the audience. Today I'm just going to do a prayer, but this is a letter home from Vietnam. It's to my father. He worked with this gentleman over at Dumore Precision Tool. It says, "Hi, Jim. Finally got a chance to get off a few words. Got your last letter from April 3rd here with me, and Hawaii was just a dream there. Really wonderful. I didn't think I'd ever get to Hawaii, and then especially coming from Vietnam to there. Ha! It would take me 10,000 words to explain Hawaii, so I guess I'll tell you all about it when I get home. Would you believe, man? I'm getting short over here. Only have 104 days to go now, and I can give this place the dust off with no return ticket. I will have served in the RVN for 356 days, almost a full year, and I'm getting the early out from the Army. This last week, we have been guarding a large rock quarry that serves all of VN. It's about 40 to 45 miles from Vung Tau. Not too much to say now, hoping nothing to say for the next 104 days over here. We've been doing zone training out of choppers lately. It's possible we may be doing some missions with the air cav when the monsoons really hit. I hope not. I'm too short for that kind of BS. Sorry about the BS, but that's what's in the letter. Well, what it's all been happening down at Dumore now. Still got that one half hour nooner? Is the honer still working back there now? Clue me in, man, okay? I've been taking a few pictures over here. Maybe Jack has brought a few to work. Have you seen any? Well, say hi to the guys for me and write soon. Larry. This letter, Mark, was written on May 20th, 1967 and arrived in Racine on May 23rd, 1967. Larry was killed in action on May 21st, 1967. And as far as we know, Larry's flag-draped remains were on the way back to Racine at the very same time as this letter home.
Let's pray about that.
Yep. Thank you very much for sharing that letter with us.
Sure.
And thank you for all the hard work you do for our veterans, not only on this Memorial Day weekend, but every day of your life.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
That letter. Somebody said, and I heard it on the news, a very powerful statement, that without Memorial Day, there would be no other U.S. holidays.
You're right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Powerful thought. Who else you get to talk to?
I met First Sergeant Ron Wheatley, who is living in Racine now and recently retired after 28 years of service in the Army. And I asked him about what Memorial Day is like for him.
Well, when I first started in the military, we used to think of parades as something we didn't want to do. But now that I'm retired, I think of a parade as the last honor that we have for those soldiers that have given their ultimate, and that's the fallen soldiers. And it's important to remember today to take that moment at 3 o'clock and a moment of silence and remember those that gave their life so that we can have the freedom that we have today.
It's important for all of us to remember to honor our veterans, but I think it's important that we teach our children what this day is all about.
Absolutely. We are the biggest message to our children, and it's not just what we tell them, but it's what they see us do that really matters. And for my granddaughter to see me marching in a parade, that means a lot to me.
Thank you for your service, and God bless you.
God bless you, and God bless America.
Amen. That was a veteran that Mark spoke with at the memorial service yesterday, and Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was there as well, wasn't he?
Yep, and we talked about what Memorial Day means to him.
If I can get it going. Let's see if I got it.
Well, it's about remembering each and every day the debt of gratitude that we owe those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And every day we have to really, I look at my family and what would we be without those, or where would we be without those individuals who gave the ultimate sacrifice? So we have to remember that every day.
You know, and it's a great feeling to be able to honor our veterans, especially those who gave our lives for this great country. But in a way, it's mixed emotions. You feel some sadness, and you feel like you just can't do enough. And like you said, that's why we got to remember them not only on Memorial Day, but every day of our lives.
You're right. I think you summed it up great. It is a little bit bittersweet, but I know everybody has a friend or a family that they want to memorialize every year, and it's why we have this day, and it's why we want to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Counting Executive Jonathan Delagrave, once again, thank you for the job you do in day out, day in and day out for the residents of Racine, especially our veterans. God bless you.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Sounds like you had some hogs out there.
Yeah, they did. And then I got also to talk to our mayor, Mayor John Dickert. And of course, both the county executive and the mayor will be in our studios later this week. But again, we'll talk to him. The mayor comes from a military family, and I talked to him about what Memorial Day means to him.
Yes, it's a celebration of their life and a celebration of what they've accomplished.
Who is that? That's for the next segment.
Yeah.
Where's the mayor? There's the mayor. We love Mayor John Dickert.
Well, it's not only a remembrance of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, but I think it's our chance to prove to them that we can create a world that they'd be proud of. you know, our job as elected officials is to, you know, provide services, but also to care for people and create a great community. And I think that anyone who lived through a war deserves that from us.
As I said, it's a day of mixed emotions. It's you know, a day to honor the fallen and our veterans, but yet at some time in point, at least I feel like this personally, you can't do enough for the veterans, and it's great to honor them one day, but it's something we got to continue day in and day out.
No doubt about it. When you think about the fact that veterans have difficulty oftentimes getting care, it's time to stop the talk, and it's time to start helping. Start breaking through the red tape that they're dealing with right now and get them the care that they deserve. So, you know, I think it's time that we all as elected officials do our best to help them out in every way we can. And that includes working with the homeless and making sure that they have every opportunity that everyone else has coming back from protecting our country.
Mayor, again, thank you for the job you do day in and day out for the citizens of Racine, for the veterans of Racine. Appreciate all your happy Memorial Day and happy anniversary.
Thank you, Mr. Racine. Appreciate it.
Was his anniversary?
Yeah, it was his anniversary this weekend. So,
how many years?
That I'm not sure.
Well, come on, dude. What are you doing out there? Great sound effects behind.
Yeah,
great
we
sound
had,
that was at the parade, right?
Yeah, that was the Lighthouse Brigade warming up.
That was the parade yesterday in Racine. After the great Tom Carco's news, we're going to have Senator Tammy Baldwin and Mark's report from the Sunday Memorial Day observance at the Union Grove Cemetery next on WRJN.
You know, I don't mind working hard in my road construction job, but what I do mind are drivers who speed through my work zone when I'm working just a few feet away. Maybe they forgot that fines double in work zones. So please, slow down, pay attention, and if you can, move over, because as much as I like my job, I love coming home in one piece.
Drive safely in work zones, and let's achieve zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be a mixture of clouds and sun today, with a chance for showers and maybe thunderstorms, high around 78. A woman was killed after being struck by a semi-truck along a Racine County highway early this morning while chasing a dog. This happened around 3 o'clock along Highway 11, where first-arriving sheriff's deputies found the victim with very shallow breathing and immediately started life-saving efforts. Union Grove Yorkville Rescue Squad members then took over. They had to take the victim to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center with major head trauma because Flight for Life was grounded by storms in the area. The 43-year-old woman later died, reports indicating she had exited her pickup truck to retrieve her dog, which had gotten loose. The State Patrol's accident reconstruction team brought in for the investigation, a news release saying at this time, it appears this is an unfortunate accident.
It's all right. At 20 minutes until 11 o'clock, that was J.J. Walker on your radio, friend. I know it feels like a Monday, but it's actually a tremendous Tuesday. This is Glenn Klein in the studio, along with our community conversationalist and roving reporter, Mark Eichhorst. We're going to get to Mark's report from the Sunday Memorial Day commemoration event at the Union Grove Cemetery. But we are also joining, the studio just got classed up significantly, because the founder of Ask Me Why I Love Racine, Dustin Balcom, is joining us. Good morning, Dustin.
Hey, good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Mr. Racine.
Morning.
Good to be with you guys.
Why do you love Racine?
Me?
No, the other guy.
Oh, okay.
No.
I love Racine. Well, I always tell people I love Racine because it's my city. You know, I believe you love your city. That's what you do. If you don't like something about it, well, then work hard to change it. But I'm a huge fan of water and Lake Michigan. So I live a few blocks from the lake, and I just love being in the water. So,
what a fantastic lakeshore Racine has.
Yep.
I mean, people moan and groan about this area,
yep,
unfortunately, but not everybody does.
That's right.
And the things that I always focus on is the positive, what's good about something, sure. And then, of course, making things better.
Yep.
And so we're going to be talking about something that's enhancing the community momentarily with Dustin, but we need to get Mark's fair and balanced report from the event at the cemetery on Sunday. You had a bunch of great interviews.
Yeah, that happened on Sunday, May 29th, out at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove. And I met up with two area veterans from Racine. They're members of Chapter 767 Vietnam Veterans, David LaTrenta and Rob Geisler. And they, for as long as I've been attending services in Union Grove and here in Racine, they always seem to be presenting. They do what they do. They do the honor table presentation, and I asked them why they continue to do this.
Well, for me, and I'm sure for Rod, it's an honor to always remember our fallen soldiers. It's heartwarming for me, and to know that a lot of times it gives final closure to people who have lost people in the war, and the table helps. Helps them relieve that.
Rod, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I feel basically the same way. I do it for all my fallen brothers that I lost in Vietnam personally, you know, that I knew. And I do it in their remembrance. And then a few years ago, well, about 10 years ago now, my dad passed away, so I do it for his remembrance too.
It's an honor, but is it also a difficult thing to do?
No, it's never difficult. It's nothing difficult about honoring your fellow brothers.
It's hard to, what I was thinking though, maybe it might be hard because you remember so many of the people that didn't come back.
That's true. Like when I was active duty, I did that for 9 months. And I put a lot of names on the wall. I never knew their names. I didn't want to know their names, but it brings a special memory back to me.
Rod, what about for you? Like I said, it's an honor, but is it difficult at some times?
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of difficult. What Top and I do, like at the end of our ceremony, a lot of people don't see it, is when we get behind everybody after we walk off, both of us give each other a salute and a heartfelt handshake and a big hug after we get finished. And sometimes it gets gut wrenching, you know. And there's times where you could feel yourself getting a little bit choked up and maybe a little teary eyed.
No, yeah, I think we all do. We all feel the goosebumps. Tell us a little bit about what the Remembrance Table is all about.
Well, the Remembrance Table, I mean, along with the poem that we do, and it explains everything. There's a meaning for everything on that table. The different service hats are there that are represented. You know, each chair has a certain meaning. The cloth on the table being white has a certain meaning. And that all comes out when we do our poem. Along with it, and Dave, he knows a lot more. He's been kind of like in this from the beginning of it. I started doing it about 25 years ago with you, didn't I? And we've been going steady ever since. So,
David,
as reader Rod said, now the white tablecloth signifies the purification, what it means. The red rose stands for the love of this nation to the fallen. Each service is represented by the hat. The lemon is a bitter fate that they faced, and the tears are the tears of the families that lost loved ones in the war.
Not only are your fellow servicemen, your good friends. I think that's one of the reasons you enjoy doing this together.
Yes, we have a close bonding, all of us do, regardless what branch of service we served during Vietnam. We all have that special bonding that we'll never give up and never lose.
That's the same, yeah.
Yeah.
And we love to honor our fellow veterans.
Well, guys, thank you for not only serving for our country, for the continued service you provide for our veterans, but thank you for representing Racine and Racine County so well.
Thank you, Ike.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
And as you could tell, it was very windy out there that day. Could hear the wind blowing in the back.
Yeah, any problem with mosquitoes, at least.
No, not at all. And, you know, there was a little sprinkle prior to the service beginning, and then during the service, the sun came out, and it got warm in a hurry.
Yes, it's a celebration of their life and a celebration of what they, those items that they've accomplished or their goals that they accomplished to keep us free. It's inspiring to see so many people out here today, taking an hour or two out of their day just to come out here and honor these individuals.
And again, I said one of the important things on this day is, and I love it because I come out here every year and you see so many families, and that's one of the things we pass this Memorial Day on and our feelings to, from generation to generation, but to teach our young people what Memorial Day is all about, that it's more than just a day off of school, it's more than picnics and barbecues, it's time to remember our veterans.
Yes, it's time to remember those that have gone before us. That's what Memorial Day is about. I encourage, though, families to spend some time together with themselves, have their barbecues, have their picnics, but at the same time, take an hour or two out of your weekend to come and memorialize either at this cemetery or any other cemetery where you may have a loved one buried.
As I said, being a director of a cemetery sometimes to the normal person might seem like it could be a depressing job because you're dealing a lot of times with sadness, a lot of times with funerals, but at the same time, I think you can take some pride in what you do here, not only for our servicemen, but for our community.
Exactly. I've been doing this for close to 30 years, working in cemeteries. I enjoy helping families at a time of passing. It's a very difficult time for them, but at the same time, we have to ensure that we're treating them with respect, with dignity, and to ensure that we are doing our job the correct way, and to honor that veteran and to assist that family however we can.
Well, thank you, Matt Berg, for not only the job you do this Memorial Day weekend in preparing this cemetery for such a wonderful event, but also for the job you do day in and day out, and not only for our veterans, but for our community.
Thank you very much.
And again, that was the cemetery director out there for the veterans in Union Grove, Matt Bergs. Was able to take him in. We talked inside the chapel there. That's why you didn't hear the wind there. And then the keynote speakers on Sunday were, one was Governor Scott Walker, and he talked a little bit about history. I didn't realize this, but May 29th, 1848 is the day Wisconsin became a state, and he said there's been 26,000 some people that have gave their lives, the ultimate sacrifice from Wisconsin since that date, including, I think it's 167, 168 since September 11th, 2001. And then Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, was also one of the keynote speakers. And she talked about a little bit about a recent Racine connection she had with concerning Memorial Day.
Well, I had the pleasure this past week of meeting with a number of Wisconsin veterans and Rosie the Riveters, who made the trip to Washington, D.C. to see the World War II Memorial. And I visited with a number of the women who often don't get the recognition that they deserve for having stepped up in the war effort. You know, we're not far from where the Case Company factory was that was serving the war effort back during World War II. And elsewhere in Wisconsin, women stood up and you know, applied that Wisconsin work ethic to the war effort from the home front, as so many were serving overseas and needed to be supported from the home front.
It's a day to honor, it's a day to remember, it's a day to be a little bit solemn, but it's also a day to be have a lot of pride. Pride in our country, pride in the men and women who serve this country, and pride in elected officials like yourself that continue to work so hard for our veterans.
Well, I have to say, one of the things that's so great when families do gather during holiday weekends like this is the chance to share stories, to make sure that the youngest in the family know of the heroism of their forebearers, grandfathers, grandmothers, parents, others, so that those stories and that sense of pride gets handed down generation to generation.
What does this day personally mean to you?
You know, I reflect on my uncle's service in Vietnam. I reflect on a family member who lived many, many decades ago, who fought and died in the Civil War. And And it's important to me to remember that we are a big American family, and my experience in remembering these heroic relatives is not like unlike other Americans who I hope are remembering and celebrating their loved ones.
Senator, thank you for the job you do day in and day out, for appearing here in Union Grove, and thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Eichhorst with Senator Tammy Baldwin. And where was that again at?
That was at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove, and I talked to her people. We hope to get her on with you on a monthly basis, too.
That would be grand. You know, one of the things that sometimes people feel is that conservatives or Republicans are more patriotic than liberals or Democrats, and I don't think that's true.
I never looked at it that way. I just thought there was a whole bunch of patriotism out there. Both at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove here in Racine yesterday. The one in Union Grove was a standing room only. It was probably the biggest crowd I've ever seen out there. It was huge and just an absolutely amazing, beautiful service.
It's awesome. Thanks for doing that.
My pleasure.
Really enjoy that. It's 8 minutes until 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst, and sitting in with us right now is the founder of Ask Me Why I Love Racine, Dustin Balcom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, doing really well.
Get a little more close to that mic.
I'll do it. Here we are.
What do you got on tap for us this morning?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what CareNet Family Resources is doing here in Racine. So they've had a large presence in Kenosha and then in Racine. Really looking to grow that. So I'm a volunteer helping to promote what's going on this coming Saturday. So CareNet Family Resources is it's really a family support organization for those who are pregnant or just had a baby who need resources such as diapers and strollers, ultrasounds, family like parenting classes and things like that. So they come around people who find themselves in a situation where they're pregnant and they need some help. So whatever that may be, they're there to provide that. They're actually located at 740 College Avenue, which is the building that I manage. And so we work together closely, and I get to be a part helping with the planning of a 5K run and walk, which is taking place this Saturday from 8 to noon. And it's going to take place just down near Pershing Park. So I wanted to get the word out for two reasons. One is because we're really wanting to have people help. So we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for people to do the run and walk and to help us raise money for the organization. But also because there's not enough people that know that this resource is there. You know, we're in an area of town where a lot of people can walk and get there easily. But there's not enough people using the resource. So we want to get the word out. So, you know, if you or someone you know is in need of these resources, and that would be, again, parenting classes, which was really helpful. They have a really nice boutique, and you get these baby bucks as you're part of the program that you can spend. And it's just a really well set up boutique where there's baby clothes and there's diapers and there's strollers and there's car seats and all kinds of different things that you can buy and use. And then even they have an ultrasound that they use, you know, so you can find out the gender of your baby and things like that. So a really great organization doing some really good work here in town. We want to get the word out there, let people know about it, and then also connect people with this event that's taking place this Saturday.
How can they get more information about the event and to get involved?
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so if you go to CareNet Family Resources, .org. So again, that's CareNet Family Resources.org, and that's where there's going to be information on the event. There's a way to sign up to spread the word so you can get people to sponsor you as you do the run and walk. It's going to be taking place this Saturday. That's June 4th, I believe. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the starting place is going to be at the Living Light Community Center, which is at 740 College Avenue. So right across from the courthouse in downtown.
What percentage of the women that are being helped are single moms?
Well, I don't have a number for you. That's a great question. But I would say, you know, the majority falls into that category because we find that a lot of single moms are in need of more resources. They don't have someone else to help them out with these things. But what's cool is, and I, working in the building, I get to see, you know, some families come in. There are a lot of boyfriends and husbands that are coming in with their, you know, their wife or their girlfriend to be a part. And it's great to see. And it's also, it's important to note that this is not something just for women. You know, this is something that the father of the child can be involved in. And we greatly encourage that to take place because, you know, it just allows a lot more support from all angles. So that's really helpful.
One of the things that you mentioned the CareNet Family Resources is doing is parenting classes.
Yep.
And if there's anything that new parents need is some idea of what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like myself, you know, I've been a parent now for about 5 years. Don't have quite as much experience as either of you do, but I know that it just like what most parents say when they walk into it is, wow, this, there's not enough training in the world for this. You know, you kind of get your stripes by just being thrown into the thick of it. And so it's helpful.
Most parents go into it without a clue.
Yep.
Literally flying by the seat of their pants.
That's most right.
Important thing a beautiful human on the planet can do is be a parent.
Yeah.
And yet we have license for driving. We have license to own a firearm. You have to have license to own a bar. But you don't have to have a license to be a parent, which I don't think you should.
Sure.
However.
How helpful would that be?
It's almost a really good idea, you guys, who are thinking or are just starting to have kids.
Do you get a learner's permit?
You get no learner's permit. To learn and to get some information. Dawn and I, we have six kids, and we literally had a strategy. We had a blueprint that we went by, and we adjusted it, of course, along the way, as any good coach or manager or parent will do. One of the things that I realized right away is our first son, Joseph, who's now 30 years old. My kids are coming up a week from today. Oh, my God. A week from today, my sons.
Yeah.
And my son-in-law. We have this fantasy camp at the summer camp in Eagle River.
Right.
And they're coming for it. But Joe, is the oldest one, is 30. And he's very classic firstborn, very compliant, great guy, just naturally.
Sure.
You know, a lot of firstborns are. And now one thing you learn, as I'm sure you have, Dustin, is that once you have more than one, you realize that birth order really does make a difference. And regardless of how the first one is, the second one, generally speaking, is exactly the opposite. And I remember we at our house in Eagle River, we have a really nice, but it's dangerous, stone lip around the fireplace.
Okay.
And Joe would get up on there, which is the most natural thing in the world to do. And I would say, Joe, get down. Boom, get down. The first time I asked Jacob, our second one, to get down, I said, Jakey, get down. He went, "Wah!" He lost it. And I thought, you know, I might have to approach this one a little bit differently. What are your two kids' names?
Yeah, well, my son is Bear. He's 5. And then we've got a little girl, and her name is Scout, and she's 2. And it's interesting. We have a similar setup, you know, as far as the way that they respond and stuff. Scout's coming around. She's starting to be better about these things, but she kind of started as being much more of the one that we needed to spend a little bit more effort on.
Well, he is Dustin Balcom. He is the founder of Ask Me Why I Love Racine. You can hang out after the news a little bit.
Yep.
We'll talk more about the event, about Ask Me Why I Love Racine. I'm very pumped, you guys, because I finally have procured my Ask Me Why I Love Racine bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah.
He scored me one.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going on the Road Warrior right after this quality broadcast.
That's what I like to hear.
You going
to
hang around too, Mr. Racine?
Yep, I'll hang around.
All right, this is good because we've got the Hour of Power coming up next where, frankly, we acknowledge that knowledge is power. We're going to gain some more knowledge from Dustin Balcom, from Mark Eichhorst. This is Glenn Klein in the studio.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On this tremendous Tuesday, WRJN covers the world at 11 o'clock.
Trump's Veterans Fundraiser, a major endorsement for Clinton. I'm Ann Cates. Donald Trump says he has raised more than $5.5 million.